It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Good morning, Phil.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you. Good to have you here. My name's Pearl. I'm just doing breakfast for Rach today because she's graduating.
Wow, that's a big day for Rachel. Congratulations to her and her absence. And nice to have you on the radio.
Thanks. Good to be here. Hey, so going to talk to you today. I just wanted to ask you, Associate Health Minister Jenny Salazar is planning to propose new legislation that is not only interested in placing restrictions on social media advertising and pricing to do with vaping, but also about restricting the sale to three flavours, cinnamon, menthol and tobacco, sort of in an effort to try to stop young people from being more interested in this. How do you feel about this? Like, are you interested in seeing less advertising for vape products in our community in Auckland, or...?
Yeah, look, absolutely. What worries me most about vaping is the way in which the tobacco companies are pushing it. So having failed to get away with creating a product that we know kills people in large numbers, which is tobacco smoking, they're now trying to convert their market for nicotine addiction by persuading people to take up vaping. And they say, oh, this is good because it takes them off cigarettes. These are the people that have been promoting cigarettes and killing people for decades and decades and decades. So I have very little time and offer very little credibility for them and their approach. Vaping is okay within the context if you can get somebody off that is addicted to cigarette smoking and you can get them to vape, then the evidence suggests that that is less harmful to them than tobacco smoking. What I suspect the tobacco industry is trying to do, however, is simply having spent years getting people addicted to cigarette smoking, they now want to get people addicted to vaping because nicotine is an addictive substance. Mm. And I can't believe that there is any positive in anyone being addicted to a substance such as that. So I support what the government's doing, setting up the limits on nicotine levels. They're going to limit the scope of ingredients that can be included. They're going to prohibit harmful ingredients. They're going to set quality standards. All of those things are important. What we should be looking at vaping as solely as a mechanism to get people off cigarette addiction. But the real danger is that schools are starting to report that more and more kids are taking it up that weren't smoking in the first instance.
Right, for sure. Speaking of school kids, actually, on Friday is New Zealand's school strike for climate change. Thousands of kids are expected to take to the streets and skip school to protest climate action. Is this something, climate inaction, actually, I should say. Is this something you support?
Yeah, look, I do support that. I think that the younger generation have every reason to feel that our generation has not taken the decisive steps needed to constrain global warming, with the consequences that the next generation will meet the costs environmentally and economically of climate change. And, good luck to the kids out there that feel strongly about this issue, that want to campaign, that want to put pressure on government at all levels to do more to tackle a problem that is probably the biggest issue that we will face in the next three decades.
Mm, for sure. I mean, but what would you say to critics who say, these kids shouldn't be skipping school, they should be in class, here's the mayor encouraging kids to have a day off. What do you say to people who say that?
Yeah, well, if it was a day off, that would be different. But if people are out there, with a strong commitment to a key environmental and economic issue and want to make their voice heard, I understand why they're doing that.
For sure. And just before I let you go, can you tell me a little bit about these new Kōkako guided tours? Are these a permanent fixture yet for the council?
Yeah, look, the wonderful thing about it, I live out by the Hoonuas, and back in the 1990s, we had one last breeding pair of Kōkako left. They were on the list for extinction, along with 53 other species that are already extinct. Because we've actually now brought in a really strong predator control program, this year we're up to 116 breeding pairs. So a bird on the verge of extinction is now coming back. And what the council is doing is taking paid guided tours, a so-called Discovery Kōkako walk through the bush, so that you can hear the Kōkako song, you can see the Kōkako, They've just got a small problem at the moment. Kokako are nesting. And when they're nesting, they're much harder to spot or hear. So we won't suspend the tours until the new year. But a great progress. And, you know, we really had to do this. Too many of our native birds are already extinct. More were on the edge of extinction. And finally, you know, with the massive program we've been doing to wipe out stoats, opossums and rats, we are starting to bring back that native bird life, and that's something that we should all celebrate. It's a fantastic step forward, but you know, we can't rest easy on that. We're going to have to continue with the bait lines, the traps, and the poison drops. But you know, just to give you you know, a figure of how successful we were last year, we were trapping 75 rats per 100 traps. After the poison drop, that dropped to zero. And I know not everybody's in favour of poison drops, but this is the way we can ensure the survival of our native birds, and to do so without any long-term impact on the environment. So I'm in favour of it.
Cool. Hey, thanks for that, Phil. Have a great day.
Thanks, Phil. All the best.
Cheers. See ya.
Cheers. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goth.